From the Carol App for Mums, this is the Mum Debrief podcast with your host, Holly Zocalan, mum of two and the founder of the Carol App, the free mobile app connecting and supporting mums throughout their motherhood journey through community and handpicked expert-led content. The Mum Debrief is a podcast where we talk all things motherhood from the good, the bad, and the tantrums. Join us as we welcome expert guests to talk all things pregnancy to postpartum and beyond, and discuss our own experiences to help make your motherhood journey a little bit easier. We are so happy to have you here. Let's get into it. This episode is brought to you by Beauty Pie, the beauty brand aiming to provide consumers with high-end, hard-working products without the hefty price tag. Beauty Pie is an absolute go-to for affordable luxury skin products that work. Some of my favourite products include the Japan Fusion Cleanser and the Healthy Skin Moisturiser. Both are an absolute staple in my skincare routine and help to keep my skin looking youthful, glowy and hydrated. The Carol App community has an exclusive discount of 3 months free membership, where you get 70% off full price luxury skincare and beauty products. And trust me when I say their products are incredible. Go to www.beautypie.com/bp/promotions/the-carol-app to get your exclusive discount today. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mum Debrief. I still have a blocked nose because I still have the flu, so apologies in advance, but I hope you take a lot away from this episode and I'm so looking forward to sharing it with you. So when this episode comes out, it will be Mother's Day the day after, and I really wanted to dive into Mother's Day if perhaps you have a complicated relationship with your mum or your mum is no longer alive, and that's the case for me. So if you don't know, I sadly lost my mum when I was 17 years old. Today I really want to talk about navigating Mother's Day if you don't have your mum around. Perhaps you have a complicated relationship with your mum, a strange relationship with her, and hopefully this episode will make you feel less alone, and I'll share some insights and things that help me around Mother's Day because it can be such a challenging time. So for me, my mum passed away when I was 17 years old. So she had a 7-year battle with cancer and was diagnosed when I was just 10. So for me, every single Mother's Day for as long as I can remember has kind of been quite anxiety inducing, and because I never really knew whether it was going to be my last Mother's Day, and the feelings surrounding Mother's Day were there for years before she actually passed away. I never knew any other child when I was at school who had a poorly mum, and I'm not an envious person or jealous or a jealous person at all, so I never felt envious towards friends who didn't have this situation going on. I just felt like my situation was, you know, my story, and because my mum had been sick since I was 10 years old, it was kind of just all I knew growing up. So it was never a trigger. Mother's Day was never a trigger for me in that sense, but I can see how it could be a trigger for others. If you know, you feel quite envious towards friends who have a really good relationship with their mum or whose mum's around, but for me, that was never something that I felt. This is my experience and just some things that have really worked for me. So if you are going through grief or you've lost your mum, just know that you're not alone. And these are things that have helped me around Mother's Day, and hopefully they'll help you too. So the build up to Mother's Day, you know, there's so much out there, especially on social media. There's kind of a build up for weeks before, and it can be so challenging for those who no longer have their mums around, whether it's from a challenging relationship or whether they've passed away. And for those who've lost their mums, whether recently or many years ago, it can serve as a stark reminder of their absence and can amplify feelings of grief and longing. And I just want to share that amidst the sadness, there is an opportunity to honour and cherish the memories of our mums and turn Mother's Day into a day of positive reflection and celebration. And that's how I'd like to look at it. If you've lost your mum, Mother's Day can bring up so many different emotions, and it's a day where the void left by their absence seems particularly profound. And this day does serve as a reminder of all the moments shared and the ones that will never come to pass again. And it can bring forward waves of grief, triggering memories, memories that are bittersweet and beautiful. And for me, being a mum now, myself, to two children, these are some things that I've decided to focus on around Mother's Day to help me navigate this period of the year and to find comfort in remembering my mum. So the first thing is social media. So I don't doom scroll, I try not to doom scroll anyway, but I think around this period it's definitely more, I try to get off my phone more because, I don't know, it's kind of a lot. It's Mother's Day all over the place, especially me working in the space and having the app. There's a lot of Mother's Day talk and brands wanting to do Mother's Day things, but for me, I just try to, when I finish work, I don't scroll, I don't, you know, go through all the people's stories and things like that, and I found that really helps because I'm just kind of not absorbing everything Mother's Day all the time, so that's really helped. And alongside that, self-care. So I would say be gentle on yourself around this period and allow yourself to feel whatever emotions arise. So for me, when my mum was sick, I didn't really express my emotions. I think because I was so young, I didn't really feel like I had a safe space to express them. Not that anybody ever said, you know, don't cry or anything like that. I just think because I was so young, I didn't know anyone else going through something like what I was going through. Well, my sister, but she was much younger. I just never really expressed my emotions, and I think, well, now as an adult, I definitely do, and I'm way more open, especially with my partner, about how I'm feeling, with therapists as well. And I think just allowing yourself to feel whatever emotions come up is absolutely fine. You know, try to give yourself a little bit of extra self-care during this period, especially on Mother's Day. So whether it's going for a walk, having dinner with friends, having a bath, putting on a face mask. For me, being a mum of two young children, self-care is kind of few and far between, but I do try and take 5 minutes wherever I can. And I'm not someone who loves loads of gifts, so even at Christmas, my partner doesn't buy me anything. I'm not interested in things like that. For me, I like space. So this Mother's Day, I'm just going to be having some time to myself, going to have a bath and just relax, and that's all I would like. But yeah, that kind of feeds into self-care, just trying to take care of yourself and allow yourself to feel the feelings. My other half, my partner's mum, also passed away a couple of years ago, very suddenly. So for him, Mother's Day, I imagine, is quite triggering as well. So yeah, we're both just going to be having some time to ourselves and practicing some self-care, doing a workout and just doing things that make us feel good on the day. Another thing that I think is really helpful around Mother's Day and on the day is to reduce the pressure you put on yourself and set some boundaries. You know, don't feel pressure to do anything that you don't want to do. So whether you've got plans and you just want to cancel, just be honest and honor your feelings, set some boundaries. And yeah, you know, you might disappoint somebody if you cancel, but you have to create space for yourself. I think that's so important, especially if it's a very sensitive day for you. Just do what feels right for you on the day. You know, you never really know how you're going to wake up feeling. So I would say honour your feelings on the day, cancel plans if you want to, and yeah, just do what feels best for you in that moment. This also goes to my next point, which is, speak to your friends about how you're feeling, or your partner if you've got a partner. Try not to isolate yourself, because I think often that can make you feel even worse. Well, especially for me, being more open about how you're feeling on the day can really help you just to get that off your chest. So even if you don't want to go out or do anything, you know, if you've got plans and you want to cancel, just call a friend and just be like, look, I'm having a really hard time today. And just get it off your chest, because you will definitely feel better. The next thing I want to say is to make Mother's Day about you. So how can you take some extra care of yourself on Mother's Day? Is there something that you can plan for yourself? Can you treat yourself to a little gift? Just do something a bit special that makes you feel good and is for you. to try and take away from, you know, whether you're missing your mum and missing that figure in your life. Another thing that can be really helpful on Mother's Day is to write your mum a letter. So whether you've got a challenging relationship with her and there's so much that you want to say but you just can't find the words, or your mum isn't around anymore and there's a lot of things that you want to say to her or tell her, you know, like for me having two kids, there's so much that I'd love to share with her. So I think writing a letter is a really good way to get that off your chest. It feels like you're not talking with her, but it's a really nice therapy practice that can really help to get things off your chest and help to feel a lot lighter and like there's less on your shoulders. I've done this before and I did find it really helpful. You know, you just write a letter as if you're speaking to your mum and then just put it away somewhere safe. It can really, really help. So I hope those tips helped. I know that it can be such a challenging time and I just really want you to know that if you're going through it, you're really struggling and you feel so alone on Mother's Day, maybe you're grieving, maybe, you know, as I've said, you may have a challenging relationship with your mum, just know that you're not alone. And, you know, please reach out if you want to chat about anything, or perhaps you lost your mum and you want to connect, just email us in hello@carol-app.com. I'd be so happy to hear from you. I didn't know anyone going through the same thing as me when I was a child, and even losing my mum at the time when I was still a teenager, there was nobody in my network or that I knew that had lost their mum, so it can feel really isolating. But yeah, I'm here for a chat if you want to reach out. I'm sending you lots of love and we'll be back next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us to reach other mums just like you.